The current debate over President Trump's immigration ban can be traced back at least 100 years. That's according to a new exhibition at the National Museum of American Jewish History. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on the year that set the course for Jews in the 20th century.
1917 was a harbinger year. That was when the United States entered World War I, when the Bolshevik Revolution promised a communist utopia in Russia, and when Britain put its weight behind a Jewish homeland in Palestine.
Three pivotal events in world history, all of which seem to point to hope, to the world transitioning into a new era.
That's Josh Perlman. He's a curator at the National Museum of American Jewish History in Philadelphia.
But the year ends with all of these issues quite unresolved.
Not just unresolved, but sparking a backlash against Jews in America and around the world. A disproportionate number of Jewish immigrants enlisted as U.S. soldiers during World War I, in part to better assimilate, only to find after the war a rise in anti-Semitic nationalism. In Russia, the socialist ideals of equality were upended by Joseph Stalin's Great Purge, and the British Balfour Declaration, supporting a Zionist state in Palestine, created a knot of controversy that is still tightly bound a century later. 1917, How One Year Changed the World, exhibits rare documents, photographs, and artifacts co-curated by Perlman and Rachel Lithgow of the American Jewish Historical Society in New York. Lithgow says the hopes generated by the events of 1917 were cut short 6 years later by the Johnson-Reed Act, which sharply limited the number of immigrants allowed in America.
What history showed happens by the Johnson-Reed Act is that people die when we shut our borders. I mean, there's an absolute direct correlation to what happens when the United States decides who and who isn't American and who can't become American.
Lithgow says this exhibition is directly influenced by the recent travel bans proposed by the Trump administration, which has launched exactly the same debates that were happening in 1917.
100 years is a blink of an eye.
I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.